reality. Back to reality.
It's the show. It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Once there was light, only light, a realm beyond time, where obedience sang through the skies. And the angels knew no rebellion, and yet from that very light emerged a shadow. Not because light failed, but because pride rose too high. He was once the most radiant among angels, the whisperer, the knower, but when the divine will elevated Adam, he burned with fire, not of love, but of arrogance, and in that moment the first disobedience was born. He was cast down, not just from heaven, but from the presence of mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back. This is a new episode of Back to Reality. I am Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have Brother Ali and Brother Hassanain. Assalamu alaikum to both of you and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for being here. Well, just like always, and as the ritual goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly.
I'm Hassanain. I'm from India, and I'm a student in the Islamic Seminary of Qom.
This is Said Ali, and I'm from Iran, and I'm an independent Islamic philosophy researcher.
So that's very perfect. Thank you for being here. I hope we would have an amazing session today. Well, as just the introduction went, we are going to talk about Satan. And as Milton puts it, if I just want to sum up what I just said, devil heard headlong flaming from the ethereal sky with hideous ruin and combustion down to bottomless perdition, there to dwell. So, what if there was no devil? Is Satan the reason of every single thing we do?
Having Satan in this world is absolutely a complete different thing. Mm-hmm. It is also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could be tested by Satan.
Yeah.
But if we imagine it this way, if Satan actually did not exist, so could we ever know the real weight of our moral choices? Like when we couldn't see the temptations, resisting the temptations, we wouldn't know the feeling of resisting the temptations. So it's possible that we wouldn't know the weight of our moral choices. Could we understand the beauty of resisting temptation? So the existence of Satan is not just about evil, it's about contrast. Like without the invitation to wrong, obedience has no meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes we feel that whatever we are doing wrong, it's because of Satan. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Satan manipulated me.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case.
Exactly.
Yeah, Satan definitely, Satan is there to manipulate you.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that the Satan has to do in this world is to manipulate the believers.
Yeah.
That's his work. That's his job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the Satan.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to realize that it's sometimes us.
It's me, yeah.
Yeah, because this, when you look at the Satan itself, Satan, he was a believer.
Mm-hmm.
He used to prostrate for like thousands of years to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The worshipper.
Yeah.
But
there was no one to manipulate him, right? There was no other, any Satan before him. Then what happened that Iblis became Satan?
Yeah, and to be honest, sometimes I come to think about it like, imagine you yourself being a worshipper, put yourself in the shoes of Satan for just some minutes, and then you would see that being a worshipper, and then suddenly there comes a work of art, and it comes to substitute you. So that would be very difficult to handle.
So yeah, one point to be noted here is like, okay, Satan manipulates us. He manipulates the believers. He deviates us from the right path.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look closely into it, Satan does not deviate you. Satan whispers in your ears.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's your choice.
Yeah, so it's
either
your choice after,
it or not.
After all that, Allah has given a free will to the human beings. Satan's work is to whisper
mm-hmm.
in your ears. Now you have got the free will. So now you see which path you choose.
So, Brother Ali, if there was no Satan,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't there be any betrayal? Any evil inside me, any liars, any thieves? Wouldn't there be any kind of that? I mean, like, is this been put in human destiny? Like, it's a human code, something that exists inside of us, not just whispered by the Satan.
I would say if Satan was not in the picture, some people were create their own sort of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we see that, especially, I don't want to, you know, make it political and refer to the current issue and the current war in Palestine. We have seen pictures like even animals wouldn't have done that. We have seen like people carpet bombing children, women, and things like that. Things that even probably Satan, when, you know, he feels shocked.
Looking at some human beings.
You would see, exactly. These are like my instructors. Like I couldn't.
I'm not that creative.
That creative, exactly, to make people suffer. So it's not just about Satan, as the dear brother mentioned. It's about us. It's about matter of free will. If there was no exam, how could you understand which who is going to do better in life, right? Who is going to be the good student, the good servant or bad servant? So it's a matter of choice. And actually, as the brother rightly put it, the existence of Satan is like a type of blessings, because that's the ladder, that's the challenge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when created you from nothing, like you by you, I mean the Adam, we as human, he gave you this choice to elevate somehow, right? To climb that mountain, to climb that thing and become something better, something even better than angels. So if the certain were not in the case, probably we would be like angels, probably. But we do have our own within Satan, I would call it.
Yeah, but even if we were just like the angels, there comes this question that, is there any meaning for heaven without going through the temptation of a whisperer? So let's go for a break and then we'll come back to see what's more.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yes, it's all about Satan, and this is Back to Reality. Brother Hassanin and Brother Ali are in here, and we're talking about what if there was no Satan? Well, obviously, I have a free will, and I can choose, but... And I can choose, but this process of choosing is not an easy thing, and it's very challenging. But anyway, I was just asking that if there was no Satan and we were all just angelic and deserving that ethereal place, that realm, would there be any meaning for heaven? I mean, Satan seems to be a strange sort of blessing. Because
about,
without contradiction, we do not understand any blessing.
Yeah, mentioning about the blessing, like how if someone can ask, like, how can Satan be a blessing when he's actually deviating you from the right path?
No, he actually tries to show you your weaknesses.
Exactly. So blessing in this way that Satan helps you discover your own strength or your weaknesses. So he comes and he whispers, now the choice is yours. So even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Holy Quran that Satan is your open enemy. But right after that, you see that Allah has also given you strength. He also gave you the ability to resist. So without test, we wouldn't grow.
Exactly.
So what I see life as, when we say that life is all about tests, and we also have Satan, someone called Satan in our lives. So what does it mean? Trying to explain with a simple example, there are few live TV shows that come on the TV that you have to complete a task. For that task, it's just not a simple road. You have got obstacles, barriers on it. So life is reaching from point A to point B.
Exactly.
So, but on this way, there are obstacles. There are barriers. So one of those barriers or the obstacles, assume it or it to be Satan. So if there are no obstacles, if there are no barriers, so there's no joy. Like, what's the achievement then?
Yeah.
You're just simply walking straight and you're reaching from point A to point B.
You know, and now there, I'm sure you've heard this quote that says, we all are a bad guy in someone else's story. So if you apply it on Satan, I guess we bring Satan as a justification for the devil that is within me, not the Satan himself. He's just a whisperer, and we know that the choice is by me, and I choose it, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. After some time, I would think about it, and I figure out that it was my choice. So about Satan, I think it's much more of an externalization of our internal wars that we call it Satan.
Yes, that's true, and I agree. But there is something that, as brother said, we have to acknowledge there is Satan out there, because mm-hmm. in some sects, in some probably religion, not the Abrahamic one, some people might you know, refuse being believers of Satan.
So whom they would bring to then justify themselves when they do sins.
They just say some people are devil, like just some people are, because of their egos, they are some devils. So we are going to say first we have to acknowledge Satan, and then we have to acknowledge that Satan has its own way to whisper into your ears to deceive you somehow, but it's just an open invitation to do something evil, right? Mm-hmm. It's up to you. It's important, but it's not easy, right? It's easier said than done, like because like millions of people have been deviated. I think we are going to expect probably billions of people in hell if we go there. Inshallah, mm-hmm. we won't go there. But so first we have to acknowledge it, and then we have to make ourselves stronger than before. We have to resist the temptation, right? Because the first question, that if Satan was not there, it's like a fairy tale to me. We have to know that there is someone who is against us. So we have to be prepared. We have to weaponize ourselves in terms of belief or knowledge, ma'rifah, whatever you want to call it. And
have insight, work on our insights.
Yeah.
So that's
having no barriers actually doesn't make any sense, right? Mm-hmm. Like what tests have you given to achieve something? Exactly as you said, that going to heaven doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Then you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
It makes sense when you have passed the tests. When there were barriers, there were obstacles,
yeah.
You passed through there and you gained heaven. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we talk about if Satan wouldn't exist, then sometimes it's not the Satan, it's ourselves.
Yeah.
So denying Satan completely is not correct, as brother mentioned. We have Satan. Allah mentions in the Holy Quran that it's your open enemy. But the thing is, it also says that khutuwat is shaitan. What is khutuwat? The steps, like how Satan comes closer to you,
mm-hmm.
how he starts deviating or manipulating a person or a believer.
Mm.
First, it starts with whispering. Yeah. And how does that work? So like, to imagine it, get the image of it, Satan, like from far away, he throws his deviations. Like he throws his thoughts on you.
Yeah.
Satan doesn't know like what type of believer you are. How are you going to react to it? How are you going to respond to it? So first is the trial session.
Mm-hmm.
First, there are the whispers. When you listen to that and you act accordingly, then it comes closer to you.
Exactly. And there's no spiritual growth without resistance. You have to go through that journey of testing and temptation and whispers and all that. And I guess this is part of the story. Nobody has promised us that you're going to go and have a very flat journey. It's going to be so soft and there is no problem. No, there's always Satan as a whisperer, but there's always you as well. You can think and you can just...
When you say you means in the Islamic terms, we could say nafs. When we talk about the nafs, like ourselves,
mm-hmm.
or ourselves or our ego.
Mm.
So when I mentioned earlier, Satan was he was a believer before.
Exactly.
He used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands and thousands of years. And what was the reason? His own ego.
Mm-hmm. Arrogant.
His arrogance. Mm. That spoiled
him. And pride, yeah.
Yeah, his pride.
Yes, the things that we human beings might fall into those traps as well. So time is flying so fast. Just to wrap it all up and summarize what we were talking about, it is not the Satan who's always to be accused of the things we do. It's the tool that we use as a justification for the sins we do intentionally. I would like to end today's episode with this quote from a martyr, who said that, oh God, forgive me because of all these sins I do, and I justify them with all the powers and abilities and creativities of my brain. So this was all for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed this. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة let us see daylight again once again.